This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast is brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Go check them out at getjobber.com/breakthrough to receive 20% off your first 6 months. What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Gabberti, the podcasting coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts. And one of the things that we have to get better at is celebrating our accomplishments and really taking the time to acknowledge ourselves for all the different things we're doing. And it can be hard for us to do that when we're looking at the goals we haven't accomplished, when we're looking at the work that still needs to be done. So we're going to keep on grinding, obviously, but we're going to talk about how can we keep grinding, but also keep this celebration mentality in mind, where you just acknowledge yourself for all the big and small things that you're doing. So the guest who's going to join us in this episode, she helps people find creative, intentional, and impactful ways to celebrate life and to express love for family and friends. Our guest is a certified high-performance coach who supports people in living their best lives full of joy, success, engagement, and meaningful relationships. She is also the author of Say It Now, 33 Creative Ways to Say I Love You to the Most Important People in Your Life. So our guest who joins us for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Sherry Reichert-Belew. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mark. I'm so happy to be here with you. I love your show. This is exciting.
Sherry, thank you so much for joining us all today on Breakthrough Success. And I feel like this idea of celebration, we don't really do it enough. We've got the busyness. We've got so many different things that get in the way. So I'm wondering if you could share with us, how can we get a little better at celebrating ourselves, celebrating even the smallest things so we feel better about all the different stuff we're doing?
Love that. I love it, Mark. Yes. I think the very first thing, and I've actually heard you talk about this and I've heard your other guests talk about it, so I'm going to echo it, which is to slow down and take the time to notice, you know? So, again, I'm going to reflect something back that I heard you say, which is that completed list at the end of the day. So it's taking the time to stop and to really acknowledge ourselves, not for all the things that we want to do, all the goals that we have, all the things that are in the future, but right here, right now, right? And those things don't have to just include quote unquote success things that we normally think of as success. But I like to include things like, I had a really great laugh with my son today, or, you know, I had a call with my mom and wow, did we connect? You know, so to make sure that we're including a whole gamut, it could be that we walked outside and spent a minute listening to the birds to really allow ourselves time to celebrate.
And I love how it's not just about, you know, like making money or like hitting a certain accomplishment you've always been after, just celebrating like, you know, like very little moments. And you could approach this from different ways. Like some people, you know, they never get the chance to go outside because of, you know, like some people have different conditions. Like, you know, we're lucky to be where we are, stuff like that. You could also look at, I mean, like, you know, like you laughing with your son. I mean, like that is a very sweet moment for a lot of people that can very easily get pushed to the side or just like second thought. Like maybe you don't even think about how sweet the moment is and all the buildup you had to have to a small moment like that. So I think for a lot of people, like you just don't really think about the significance of those moments, whether it be a laugh with a son, whether it be like knowing how to use a certain software, whatever it may be for business. So how can we better appreciate those moments? Because things you suggested, they are not things people are normally thinking about or celebrating.
Well, okay. So one example or one idea for people is, as you're going through your day, most people have some sort of calendar, right? I mean, we keep something. Actually, put on your calendar 1 minute, say 3 times a day, that you're just going to stop, you know, and pause and reflect upon what just happened. Like, say you sent off a proposal that you put it in the postal box or, you sent it via email, that you're going to pause and really think about, like, that is awesome that I did that, you know? No matter what happens, whatever comes back, I showed up for this thing that was calling to me. And to have those, I mean, I do this all the time. I set an alarm and it'll say, what are you celebrating? You know, to remind me, because otherwise you're right. I think a lot of times the day just goes by, you know, and so really intentionally set the time aside.
And I love how you say 1 minute three times per day. It's really not that much of a time commitment, and it really does put you back in focus for the rest of the work that you're doing. And like work is like, you know, like if, especially if we're passionate about the work, like work is something we got to do. Work is something that really adds an extra foundation, extra meaning to our lives. And I think for some people, you get so busy working that you get distracted and you don't really celebrate. Not like just a small stuff, like, you know, we've talked about some small examples already, but there are some people who they work through the holidays, for instance, and you see movies like Scrooge, for instance, where, like, you know, you see the guy like works through Christmas and like, they're like, oh my goodness, he's actually home. So I'm wondering, how can we get good at, especially like how there's different holidays throughout the year. And even if you're not a holiday person, like how can we get better at being able to work, like truly grind, but at the same time being able to celebrate these big moments and know how to turn that on and off switch?
Oh, awesome. And you know, you probably knew I was going to bring this up because I just listened to your latest show, Patrick, talking about unfinished business and reminders, you know, and I'm going to say it too. You know, I remind myself all the time, every day I remind myself, I'm going to die and everyone I love is going to die. And we don't know how much time we have. And for me, what this is not a morbid thought. It's a thought that really motivates me to think in the bigger picture of my life. I love my work, right? I love it. And I can, just like you said, you know, I can grind through it, but I love it. But I also love a lot of other things. And when I remember I'm going to die, it gives me that bigger perspective. And so when you talk about like people working through the holidays, for instance, I think, again, it doesn't take a lot of time, but just those moments of stepping back to think, you know, my children aren't going to be living with me for very long. I mean, I have a 19-year-old, so I know it goes like that, you know? And it's like stopping to think, this is important. You know, my family is important. And that's a lot of why I wrote Say It Now, is I wanted to give people simple ways to celebrate people they love, to remind us that this is a priority.
We have more great content coming up in this episode, but first we have a message from today's sponsor, Jobber. Jobber's award-winning software helps small home service businesses organize their entire operations, from scheduling jobs and managing their crews to invoicing customers and collecting payments. That way, you can spend more time on the services you're already great at. Job by job, business by business, Jobber is transforming the ways their customers deliver service. Start your free trial over at getjobber.com/breakthrough. All right, let's get right back into the episode.
And Say It Now, your book, will definitely link to that in the show notes. And I do think, you know, if people have a simple way of celebrating, expressing gratitude, talking to people they need to talk to, it's easier to get it done. So I know your book has a bunch of different ways for us to do that, but would you mind just sharing like two or three of those with us right now? Kind of like a teaser to the rest of your book.
I'd love to. And I'm going to start with the very most simple thing we can do. Most of us have smartphones, right? And we have an app on there called Voice Memos. And I am a huge fan of sending a 1 minute voice memo to someone to say, hey mom, I'm thinking of you right now. I just was using that blunt me for my birthday. I love you so much. You know, thanks for always thinking of me. You know, a quick appreciation for something about them or something that they've done for you. And you just send it off and they get to hear your voice. You know, sometimes I'll play music in the background or I'll have my son, you know, jump in with a little message too. That's a really quick way. The other thing that is so simple, and it's a great last minute. So say you're really busy at work and suddenly you remember, oh my gosh, my wife's birthday is tomorrow, or, you know, my best friend's birthday. It's what I call a love list. And it can take as little as 15 minutes to brainstorm all the things you love about this person. Just write them down, you know? And they can be funny, they can be silly, they can be sexy, whatever. And you could present it as simple as just having written it on a list and given it to them. And I can tell you it's going to be an amazing gift. I also offer people all kinds of ways to present them that are creative, and maybe you add a photo, or maybe you turn it, put it in fortune cookies. There's ways to make it more, you know, more of a bigger gift. But if you just did that for 15 minutes and put in an envelope, that is an amazing gift, because people then know that you've taken the time to see them. And I personally, I think that's what people want more than anything.
Yeah, and the physical gifts really makes a difference also. Like the letter, I mean, you could easily send an email to someone, but the letter is really going to make much more of a difference. That's why I send things to guests more often now than I have in the past, because, you know, it's something that really adds an extra dimension to the relationship. It's not just, thank you for coming on the show, like the email, and then like, we're done. It's like, there's more communication, there's more relationship building now that goes into that, because something like that really goes a long way, and it really allows relationships to build much deeper than just email.
Mark, I love that so much, because you're right. And when we send something in the mail, especially, so it's great to hand something to someone, but also I love to use the mail, because very seldom do we get anything really personal in the mail anymore. And so it can be as simple as you come across an old photograph or a magazine article that reminds you of somebody, and then just to write a handwritten note like, oh my gosh, this makes me think of your positive attitude and how you always show up with a smile. And that could literally make someone's entire week to get something like that in the mail.
Yeah, and I mean, I know for me, emails are just very hard for me to respond to, because everyone goes through email. But if something's at my front door, I will like take the time, open the envelope, open the box, whatever it is, and open the thing that's waiting for me. So and not only is it a great way to celebrate and really acknowledge people and build relationships, but it's also great for any business to do. Snail mail is very underrated. So definitely want to make that point clear.
Love it. I love it, Mark.
And one of the things that I also want to ask you is, I mean, you could celebrate like small moments and stuff like that, but then just as easily go back to your work and really lose that feeling. So I'm wondering, how can we like celebrate different things or feel grateful for different things and have that feeling last throughout the day? I like your idea of three times for a minute. But I'm wondering if you have any other ideas for making this feeling last instead of it just being a fleeting thought.
I do. I have a great practice that I learned from my own spiritual teacher that is an audio practice. So when we set that alarm for 1 minute, three times a day, we can turn on our voice memo, or if you have an MP3 player or whatever, and record. Right now, I am feeling so for the fact that I can walk. I'm feeling so grateful that I have this family I love. I feel so grateful that I just finished that project, and it felt really great, you know, to interact with so-and-so or to have that interview with Mark. I feel so happy about that, right? And if we record it, and then we listen to it. Say we're doing dishes, or we're walking, you know, to go get groceries or whatever. I listen all the time to recordings like that, that remind me of how great my life is, of how lucky I am, of the blessings that I have. And so instead of, you know, and I know you recently, I forget, I just listened to Elizabeth was talking about, oh, that the stuff in our head, right? And how sometimes, you know, it can just be negative, negative, negative. But if we listen to these recordings, we're just filled with that reminders. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm lucky. My life is great. And we remember things that our monkey minds don't want us to remember those great times for whatever reason. You know, I've heard that it takes 17 seconds for us to remember really great things, whereas bad things stick right away. So recording and listening is amazing.
And I love the speaking to yourself and listening to those recordings. One of the things that I heard from a recent guest was, oh, you should set up a recording where it's like you talk about your why and why you're doing this. Because similarly to like celebrations and stuff, the why is also something people very easily forget. So you just take your phone, record something 30 to 60 seconds. Someone said make it your ringtone. There's like so many different things you could do with voice recordings to really condition your mind and put it on the right track. So for people who feel out of touch with like a celebration idea, feeling grateful, or they do it and they forget, I think this these insights from Sherry will really help you stay focused on the gratitude and celebration.
Yeah. And I love that you added that, because I do a lot of recordings like that as well. Like, sort of just my, you know, it could be like a really loving coach that I'm listening to all the time. And listening to that why is a celebration, right? There's no separation. When we're connected to the passion that we have, the juice that we have for our businesses, that's a celebration. And it fuels us for the next, whatever's happening, you know, right after we do this, right? It's going to be that fuel.
Yeah, I mean, you have all these different voice memos, you have all these different things in front of you, sticky notes, whatever it's got to be to keep reminding yourself throughout the day. That's what you have to do to stay grateful and celebrate. And one way that I do request you celebrate this episode is to go ahead and buy Sherry's book. It's going to be in the description. And I feel like if you have liked this conversation, you're going to love the book that Sherry has written for you. So all these different simple ways to express love, to express gratitude to important people in your life. And that's just not like, you know, spouse, children, that's yourself also, because some people do forget about that. So definitely go ahead and buy Sherry's book, which will be in the show notes. Are there any other places you want to send us to so you can keep following your work and your journey?
Oh, thank you, Mark. I do have a website, which is simplycelebrate.net, with an emphasis on the simply part, because just like we're saying, people are so busy. So simplycelebrate.net.
Well, we will have that in the show notes as well. But once again, Sherry, thank you so much for coming on the show. It was such a pleasure having you on Breakthrough Success.
Mark, it's such a joy to talk to you. Thanks for everything you do to really help us all.
Thank you. This episode of the Breakthrough Success Podcast was brought to you by Jobber. Jobber is your business's command center. The easy-to-use app powers your sales, operations, and customer service all in one place. Start a free trial or sign up today to receive 20% off your first 6 months. Find out more at getjobber.com/breakthrough.